Boring came up first service too. Yeah. See, God understands humanity. Why? Well, God created humanity. But God understands that if you speak in one way, from one perspective, you're going to miss a whole lot of population. But God knew that if God, through people, inspired the words in the Bible, there would be many different perspectives, many different histories and cultures that would connect with many different people. Do you hear what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you all? All right. So let's move to what is the Bible. The Bible is a book about God. Now, do you remember, I think it was last week, we talked about theology. Anybody remember what theology is? I've already said it a couple times. Remember what ology is, like biology. The study of, right? So what's T-H-E-O, theo? God. So theology is the study of God, right? And the Bible is a theological book. It is a book about God, or 66 books about God. God is the principal actor. God is the principal character. The primary subject of the Scriptures is God. The Bible, through and through, is not concerned about science or history, but it is concerned with how God interacts with science and history. You've heard me say before that I believe science is our way of understanding how God created and works with the universe. So, for an example, let's go back to our creation story and look at it. If we are wrestling with the how of creation, we're wrestling with the wrong questions. We're asking the wrong questions. The creation story that many of you said you had trouble with is not a story about how the universe was created, but that it was created by God. Do you understand that this morning? Not how it was created, but that it was created by God. The story is trying to clearly make the reader understand that before anything else was, God was. Do you hear that? That God was the initiator behind that infamous Big Bang theory or whatever else was the beginning. That God, by God's own word and power, called these things into existence. The story is not to teach us how, but who and why. Amen? We need to try and read and listen and understand the story the way Moses and the Israelites heard it. Now listen to me. They were surrounded on every side by nations who worshiped the stars and the moon and the trees and the sun and various animals. The creation story claims that God created all of these things. This little tiny nation, the Israelites, were surrounded by all these people who believed all these different things. And they could look at them and say, oh man, you know what? You worship them, but guess what? Our God created your gods. Do you hear that? That's what the creation story is about. Before anything, God was. That is what it's about. You see, you worship created things, but we Israelites worship the Creator. Can you hear that this morning? That's what Genesis is all about. The creation story is not a science story. It is a God story. It's about who did what, not how it was done. All right, moving on. The Bible is a book about God's relationship with humanity. If we take another look at the theory of evolution, we'll see that evolution happens. As I said before, we have to understand that the word theory in science, remember this comment, the word theory in science is the same principle as faith in religion. The only difference is that theory is based on human reason, and faith is based upon a God that has been experienced throughout time. All right? Anyway, frogs are born with tails and they lose them. White rabbits born in the wild here don't live very long, but brown ones do. And brown rabbits born in the Arctic don't live very long, but white ones survive. Humans have evolved since Moses. Even while all their gaping holes and question marks, the fossils show us that over time, animals adapt to their environments. We would be dead if we did not.